Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Vince Patton back on the show. Vince is a member of the the New Day 5 Leadership Development Team, focusing on character-driven leadership. He's the national commander and president of the Non-Commissioned Officers Association. He's an eighth Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, senior enlisted advisor to the commander of the Coast Guard from 98 to 02. Folks, this man's got 30 years of service plus to the military. He's got hash marks that go off his sleeve, down across the side of his pant legs, all the way down to his boots. And he's our good friend, Vince Patton. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much, and happy Veterans Day to you and to everyone out there.
How many hash marks do you have hanging off of your side? I mean, about 20, 30, 40, something like that? Who knows? I mean, it's just...
Seven hash marks, which equates to 28 years, but I actually have 30 years because you get one every 4 years.
Right, right.
So
that's what I mean, folks.
Seven hash marks.
It's he's got so many you tripped over them one time. Hey Vince, I'm glad you're here. Thank you again for your service. Happy Veterans Day, and I want you to tell us and your perspective as a veteran of the Coast Guard, that silent but deadly organization that most of us take for granted. When you look across the veteran landscape out there, what do you see?
Well, you know, Jim, I'm trying to shorten this answer to that because that's a long answer to this question. But what I see across is a number of things. First and foremost is pride. And I see that more today than I have seen in the last several years. As recently as I was speaking at an engagement this past Friday down in Corpus Christi, Texas. And on my flight from Washington, D.C. down to Corpus Christi and back, I just saw so many veterans out there, you know, probably wearing their ball caps or jackets.
Good.
And so forth, and thanking them for their service, and seeing people thanking each other for their service. I mean, the pride. So I saw a tremendous amount of pride, and that's an increase from what I've seen in probably in the past 10 years. And I think a lot of it contributes to the fact that that veterans today now feel their worth because other people are now, and that thanking them for their service and so forth is understanding that, you know, you did an awful lot, and we do thank you for that. So I am very happy with that, and I see, you know, participating in a radio show such as this and seeing that happening a lot more, it just continues to build that pride. So I think that's the shortest answer I can give you to something I could spend probably 2 hours on.
I will tell you, Vince, I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War and the aftermath of the Vietnam War, and I'm going to tell you something. In the 70s, it was not a happy time to be a veteran, to be a member of a military unit, because the public did not regard us well in those days. In the late 60s, in the 70s, the public did not regard us well. They associated us with the My Lai massacre. They associated us with you know, the riots and all. It was an unpopular war, no question about it. But we didn't start it. The military didn't start it, and so it was. You know, I've carried a military ID in my billfold all those decades. And I only recently pulled it out to show it to anybody. I mean, you know, if it just came up. But I'm just saying, it was in back of my billfold, hidden for years. It never saw the light of day.
That's right. Yeah.
And so things are different. And I'm really glad. Yeah. I'm really glad of that, Vince. I'm glad that people are realizing that if you take the oath of office, or the oath of a military person, and you swear to allegiance to the to the country, to the president, and to the Constitution, so help you God. That's putting something else above you, and that's honorable. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly true. And Jim, let me share with you, and I don't know if I remember I shared this with you before, but I'm going to give you my 1970 story.
I'm going to let you do that after the break, because I want to make sure you got plenty of time.
Okay.
I need the website, Vince.
All right. You got it.
I need your website.
You need my website.
Yeah, I need your website,
www.pinnacle5.com.
Pinnacle5.com?
Yep.
Okay. So check it out, folks. Vince Patton and I will be right back. I want you to hear this story, folks. We come back. I've heard it before, and it's pretty powerful. I'm Jim Blassingame. Vince Patton is our guest. He is a 30-year member of Active Duty. What a great patriot. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.